Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hello, Christine Marie.
You know what? You came into my room this morning.
I did.
Knock, knock. You said, Mama, do you know it's 8:15? I went, what?
Right? What? I lost an hour? You lost an hour.
I can't believe it.
On the one hand, you love this time of year.
I do.
Because now we have a darker or a lighter night, you know?
Yes.
And the one, and then that one first day when we have the transitional day, you think, oh my God, I feel like I lost an hour. I've lost an hour somewhere. And we have, right? We legitimately did. We did legitimately lost an hour.
Yeah.
And so in the fall, you feel bad because, we have less light. But I got an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, but any day of the week, I take that extra hour of light.
I know. Oh, exactly.
At night. It's so much nicer to be out, you know, rather than to have to, you know, run home and because it's the dark. And
it's a celebration today. Yay. You know, it'll be like, what? I don't know what time the sun sets tonight. But
I don't know, but it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Do you know how you wake Lady Gaga up?
I don't. I only know how to wake Mommy up. How do I wake Lady Gaga up?
Poker face.
You get that, right?
I got it.
Right. Okay. That's her song, Poker Face.
Poker face.
No, that's paparazzi.
That's paparazzi.
Paparazzi.
It's all the peas.
Yeah, she likes the peas. I haven't seen her in a while, have you?
No,
Well, she's real busy for a while.
Ever since she was on the Academy Awards with that guy, what is his
Bradley
name?
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, and they did that performance.
Yeah.
And it kind of was like, awkward.
Was it?
Ox.
It was too... Well, you know, it's interesting you brought up Bradley Cooper, just coincidentally, because... Yeah. This week, James Lipton died, right? Is that his name?
Yes, yeah.
And he, in his, you know, James Lipton, the actor studio.
Yes. I used to enjoy that.
I love that show.
Was it current or did it stop?
I don't know the last one he did, but it was, I bet the last 3 or 4 years he's done one.
I really like that show.
He said his biggest goal would be to have someone in his audience, finally he would be like one of his students, interview. To interview them.
Yeah.
And do you know who it was?
Was it? Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper was a student.
Aww.
And then and he finally made it huge.
Wow.
And he interviewed him. So that was kind of cool.
So he really won out of 100,000?
I don't know.
200,000? That's probably the right ratio.
Maybe there's a lot of other actors in there.
Yeah,
just making a living.
Yeah, you know, just doing the perp walk on SVU.
Right, or even now with Netflix, holy cow, there's so much content being written and driven that you wonder, is there an actor out there going, well, yeah, I could actually get a gig and just continue to work.
Yeah,
maybe make about, say, $5,000 a year.
Yeah.
Working 8 hours, 40 hours a week.
Exactly.
You know, is that now a real gig?
I mean, I really keep the number of the Illinois, Film Commission on my nightstand because
I see that there.
I'm always thinking, gosh, we could, we're making movies and TV shows here all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I know that you're ready. If they're calling you, you're there.
You know who, you spoke of Netflix and you made me realize, like, I have a new hero. And, I like to follow, like, Jordan Peterson or Jack Canfield or Joseph Campbell, Maya Angelou.
Yes.
But I have a new hero.
Okay.
And it's Mark Wahlberg.
You used to like The Rock.
I know.
But now you're a fan and a follower of the Mark Wahlberg.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Oh my God, you're right. I do feel now like I've
kind of cheated on The Rock a little bit.
I do feel
Tell me why you like Mark Wahlberg so much.
Well, I have, been following him and I know that he likes to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And you know me. I like to think about getting up early.
Yes.
Because I know that the early bird gets the worm.
Supposedly, yes.
Yeah, and so I know that he likes to get up early.
Yeah.
And he likes to work out.
Right.
And do all the things that he needs to do and then take his kids to school.
Right.
And then go and have his day, But he, is a man that, I watched his Spencer movie on Netflix, and I totally enjoyed it.
Is it Spencer for Hire?
Spencer for Hire. Remember that?
Yes, well, it's just called Spencer, though.
Yes, Spencer. Okay. And I'm so happy that... It made me just feel joy to have Spencer back in my life, number one. And then he was a good one.
Yeah, he did a good job. He did a good job, Spencer for Hire.
Yeah.
You know, it was so funny because I thought Spencer for Hire was...
And he had Hawk in there.
Oh, my God. Urich, right?
Yeah, Robert Urich.
Was it Robert Urich?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so weird because Adam Carolla mentioned Robert Urich like this week on his podcast. He's out of clear blue sky. And I thought that was weird because I had just mentioned Robert Urich to you. And I don't know, I don't know if it's just my brain picking up on those things.
It is.
Or how weird is it that Robert Urich's name
been
mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, he's been
times.
Dead 20 years, maybe more. Maybe more.
Wow.
But he was Spencer.
Yeah.
For sure, you know. But what I do know is like, I think 139 or TBS to me is like the Mark Wahlberg channel. Like
okay,
on Saturday
right.
mornings, I can watch Mark Wahlberg. And it's not his, you know, these big movies that he does make, like with The Rock or...
Right.
It's these small movies that, you know, he probably made in Moldova, you know, and he's on a fishing boat or...
Right.
But whatever. But the dude works.
He works.
He just works.
Right.
And he just keeps working.
Yes.
And you know, in addition to the hamburger joints, you know, which they opened up one in the suburbs of Chicago, Wahlburgers, you know, I'm appreciative, of how disciplined he is. I mean, he does all these moves on his own. He's a fighter. He's a boxer.
Yep,
he knows how to throw a punch.
Yeah,
he can do a Grav Maga kick whatever.
He can.
I say he can.
I'm sure he can.
And I know he's married.
Yes.
So, I don't have to worry about, you know, having an affair with him.
Right.
Like
he's
that.
Taken.
He's taken.
You know.
Yeah.
He's, and, you know, and the worst thing that happened to him the last year or two, he had that controversy where he was at one movie where he... with Michelle Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name?
I have no idea what the movie was, though.
I can't remember the name of it, but...
was it...
Everything had to be remade because... God, who's the guy from...
A Joker? The dead guy?
No. Now I can't think... Remember I told you that Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey was in the movie.
Oh.
They had to redo... He got kicked out of the movie.
Right.
They had to redo it.
Right.
And Mark Wahlberg asked... for $1 million to come back and re-scene.
Oh, that's right.
And Michelle Williams was like, oh, I will do it. Just no problem. I won't ask for any money. We'll just get this done.
Yeah.
And then it got leaked that Mark Wahlberg asked for $1 million.
I remember that
they
now.
Paid him $1 million. And she did it for just scale.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
But she goes, the thing that pissed me off the most, we had the same agency.
Oh my God!
And that should have
I should have.
But Mark Wahlberg
down.
Had to give that $1 million to charity.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
which I
That's
get.
Good.
It's good, but it really wasn't his
but,
fault.
But here's the thing: now I even appreciate him more.
Yeah,
because he's like Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, he's like,
and
okay,
I
what's the
that.
Best thing for
yeah.
for the public view?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I better get this $1 million away. And then I'll start showing up at 4 o'clock in the morning at the gym and start Snapchatting me at the gym Instagram.
He has a gym in his backyard.
Yes.
He doesn't have to go to the gym.
I mean,
he just
show
walks.
Up, like get out of his bedroom.
Oh.
And then, you know, meet his trainer down there who probably just lives on his... in his house with him, I'm guessing. You know,
I don't know.
A lot of these people, from what I understand, these 1%ers, they have a back door with a code specifically just for
Eyes Wide Shut
trainers.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Or Eyes Wide
Shut. They know the trainers know the code, and they
and
show
then the
up.
Rest of the house is probably locked off to everybody else.
Right, right.
You actually have to get a code to come into the
I understand that. I mean,
yes.
I've seen that happen on the.
Have you seen it happen
on Bravo?
Well, I know that you have a back door for your trainer.
Shut up. Is that what they're calling it now?
Yes, they're calling it now. It's got wide open access.
Do you know how you can tell you're in love?
How can you tell if you're
that you
in
love someone?
How can I tell?
Because you don't mind losing everything you have to that person.
Everything, like my heart?
Yes, usually.
Good. Well, speaking of love, I don't know if this is a true story or not. It's a true story. I'm not sure if I'm telling it exactly Correct.
Just tell
so if I get the species not totally right, I apologize.
Oh, it's a species story.
The species story.
Wow.
So I was hearing about the story about this gorilla or an ape. I don't know what the difference is. So it's let's say an ape. He had to go in. He's at the zoo.
Oh, I know the story.
Or some sanctuary.
Yes, I know this story.
Oh, do you know the story? Do you want to share it?
No. Okay. I mean, I do know this story, though.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, so it's a confirmed...
It's a gorilla.
It's a gorilla. Okay.
The gorilla of my dreams.
Okay. The gorilla of my dreams. He had his own little harem.
He had the same problem as Beto the Bison, except Beto the Bison, he had to go to his own
different farm. Yes. If you don't remember what Beto the Bison's problem was, he, in our bison field across the street from us, he was the main stud. Even though there were many studs there.
Even though they tested all the babies.
Yes.
And they tested all the babies and it found out that by a high percentage.
Like 75%.
Beto was the daddy-o.
Beto was the daddy-o.
And they did not like that.
No.
I don't know why.
No,
but
because they had
conservancy
to keep,
did not like that.
Because I think after a couple more generations of same dad, the bison maybe look a little funky. Like, yeah, bison doesn't look
it's
a little.
It's kind of like a copy machine. After yeah. a few copies, it gets
a little wonky.
A little wonky.
Exactly.
So Beto, we
honor your contribution to the
yeah,
herd.
But you took a ride on the hayride to see all the bison.
Yeah.
And the guy was saying to you, like, well, you said, where's Beto at?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, sorry, Julie.
Different farm. Wink, wink.
We had to move him. And then that's how we heard the Beto story.
Yes.
So back in the jungles.
Yes.
We are at Gorilla Central.
Yes.
And the gorilla, which is.
We'll call him Beto.
You can call him Beto, but I heard his name was Pacino.
Okay, Pacino.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was having a lot of offspring.
Yes.
And
too
so
much.
They took him to the clinic.
Yes.
To give him a vasectomy.
A gorilla vasectomy. Yes.
Which was what we like to call it. Vasectomy.
Isn't that what it's called?
It's a vasectomy.
Oh, it's a vasectomy. Yeah. Not a bisectomy. All right. A vasectomy. Of
yes,
course.
Exactly.
I see it written so clearly now.
No, it's like, it wasn't VI? No,
vasectomy? No. Yeah. Bisectomy? Yeah. No. Vasectomy.
And so,
okay.
So you tell the story. There that
so, so they took the gorilla in to get his vasectomy, vasectomy.
Right.
And, you know, because that just can't happen. They can't, he just can't be, you know,
so he something bad going to happen.
He was away for a few days. Getting ready and getting prepped, I guess, or just wait for a day.
Getting shaved.
But he got busted out. He got two of his wives, he might have had more, but two of his wives got together, his gorilla wives, busted into the place, busted him out, and escaped because they're like, no way. There's no way in hey, he's going to get his vasectomy.
That's right.
Because, you know.
We want Papa Pacino
yes.
ready.
Full, you know, and maybe they didn't realize what was going down because maybe mm-hmm. if they did, they'd be like, oh, wait, to be able to have sex without him impregnating us.
Freedom.
But they busted him out.
Yeah.
Now, there are some details missing into the story.
But do we need them?
No, we really don't because it's a perfect story just the way it is.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is perfect.
It's a great story.
And then I was speaking about Netflix this week. I don't know why I was binging on this show called Working Moms.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen parts of it previously. It's a Canadian show, and Netflix came up with this line in its search, like, interested in Canadian shows? I'm like, well, I kind of am because I do love my Republic of Doyle. I do mm-hmm. like that show. It's kind of mm-hmm. bright and
but
fun.
But, honey, that is really the least Canadian show.
Or is it the most Canadian show?
Because it's way over east into St. John's,
yeah, and then
Newfoundland,
yes, yeah. And they all speak
Canadian?
With an Irish accent. Yeah. I don't know why.
I think that's why we love that show
because it's basically Irish,
yes,
Canadian Irish, and then you've got your Canadian French. Well, these are Torontoans, and that's what it's
boring.
Okay, I'll stop talking.
No, tell me why. But no, you can I say something? I don't watch that show, but you have said to me, Mama, I feel like I've been being programmed and I'm also spiraling down.
Well, I'm going to say one thing about this show. I'm going to say one thing. Okay, there is a woman who directs it, created it, and her name is Catherine Reitman. She's
like an Ivan Reitman?
Maybe. Who's that?
Ivan Reitman?
Yeah.
He's a famous director.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's his daughter then. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll have to...
You're looking it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she is the creator of the show. And the thing about her is she's got a very interesting look about her face.
And how do you see her?
What do you mean?
Because she's the director of the show.
She's also the star.
Oh, she's a star too.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
And so I appreciate her doing this because I think she created it for herself. Mm-hmm. Because she has a very interesting look about her face. And it's because I think when her, and I don't want to judge her.
Right.
But her lips are funky to me. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like they border on Lisa Rinna in the beginning.
Right.
Where, but so think of Lisa Rinna, but the middle of her lips aren't full. Mm-hmm. So she's got like,
oh no,
like almost like a hair lip kind of. Uh-huh. And it's distracting.
Distracting.
A lot of the times.
Yeah.
And
because somebody said to her, you know, you're going to look really great on camera if you had your lips done.
And somehow whoever did her lips
did
not do a good enough job.
Yeah.
Or they missed the middle part.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm like, you know, good for her. For creating the show for herself, putting her in there. I'm like, you know what? She does a good job, but it is a distraction, you know? And also the show is just whorish enough that I don't like it. Like,
so they're working moms, but they're also whores on the side.
Kinda.
Yeah.
But not like, kinda. Like, yes, basically they're all whores.
Yeah.
And not in bad ways or good ways, just and not judging.
Yeah.
But they're all working moms.
Yeah.
And they all have toddlers. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know
one
much.
One time I caught my dad at the local whore, you know, salon.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Did they say whores or us?
And I said, Dad, what are you doing? And he goes, for $50, I'm not going to bother your mom.
Exactly. But you know, but I have to say this, like, it's not like they're specifically targeting women. It's like the men are whores. They're just, and the reason why I find this offensive is that they're all new, like, parents. Mm-hmm. They got 2 years.
They all got kids.
I'm like, are you not busy enough?
Yeah.
Are you not busy enough? Right. You got time for all this nonsense?
Right.
You know, and like, they all do. They all have time for this nonsense.
And
because,
wine, probably.
Yes. And I'm like, you know, go for it. Yeah. Go for it. But yet, I'm on
season
3. And
any of them Mark Wahlberg? No.
No. I'm on season 2 right now. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. And I think
because you're waiting for their redemption.
Possibly.
You know.
And well,
maybe
there was
season
one scenario,
3 will be the...
I'm gonna come clean because I think they handled this... Oh, I don't know. I was going to say, I think because of Dan Savage, I listen to Dan Savage all the time.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I always thought that cheating was... the final draw. Mm-hmm. If someone cheats, that's the end of a relationship.
Right.
No more.
Right.
But Dan Savage, whether he's opened my eyes or softened my boundaries, I don't know which one. I don't feel like, oh, somebody cheats, you know, it's a good reason to throw away the husband of your child.
Right.
You know, like
cut
everything off.
I mean, especially if it's one time.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Or one relationship. I mean.
That's tougher.
It's a little tougher.
Yeah.
And so the woman, you know, Catherine Reiter, this lead singer, that's happening to her right now. Her husband cheated on her with the nanny of somebody else who was a Wiccan. Mm. And, you know, so she looks real, you know.
Where are all these people making their money that they can afford nannies and all that stuff?
I don't know. I'm thinking that the Canadian healthcare system is so great.
It's so good.
And they get all this stuff for free somehow.
Like when I was a young mom, you know, I tried to work at the telephone company.
Yeah.
I worked all week long and I had to pay a sitter.
Yeah.
And after everything, it was like $13.
Yes.
And I said to myself, I think I can somehow, you know, figure out not to spend $13 a week.
Yes.
So that I can stay home and raise my own children.
Yes.
You know.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
And the answer was yes, you could have, right?
I figured it out.
Right, good
for
you.
We asked Buskies if we could wash their trucks once a month.
And they said yes.
And they gave us like $75.
Oh, my God.
We had to wash every single truck.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you guys were there.
I don't remember it, but yeah. It's so true. There is a point where you're going, I can do better with the budget than to have to work and then put my child in daycare.
I mean, I remember, like, I used to buy powdered milk. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to, you know, put the powder and add water.
Yes.
And I'd have to put the, you know, I'd have to keep it in the freezer just until it was just getting ready to freeze, then put it in the refrigerator so that it would be palpable to you guys, you know, for your oatmeal or something. Well, but that's what we had to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I bought a kind of a Bisquick knockoff to make, you know,
biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits or dumplings to put into tomato soup.
Yeah. We were happy.
Just did it.
Which is interesting because I literally think now milk is probably cheaper by the gallon than it was back then.
Oh, probably
day.
So.
I mean, I think it was like $3 or $4 a gallon back in those days.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Now
it's now like
I don't even understand.
Yeah.
People have oatmeal milk. I don't even understand that. I like to know how much squeezing has to go on to get the oatmeal to give one drop of milk.
Not much.
I'd like to know.
See, here's how they make oatmeal milk. Ready? I'll tell you exactly how they do it.
Okay.
They take the oatmeal, they powder it, fine it, add a little bit of water to it, and then add milk to it. It's like 30% milk.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
30% milk, 30% oatmeal, 30% water. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So, Julie, I have a question for you. You're a liberated woman, I would think.
Okay.
Sort of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sort of is the right word.
I mean, okay, so I want your opinion on this.
Okay, good.
Okay. Because I had a flashback when I heard this. Okay. So there's a sixth grade class in Ohio and they're having their dance, you know, like cotillion type thing. You know, we had those when we were growing up too, like a little dance.
Yeah.
And the, so here's the new rules. If a boy asks you to dance, you cannot say no.
Okay.
Because you cannot hurt anybody's feelings.
Got it.
And also you can't, cause like when it was our, you know, our dances, first of all, a girl had a choice to say no. And also we also kind of, I don't know if we had tickets or what, but whoever had the most dances, you know, was like kind of considered
Got
the
it.
Most
popular. Got it.
Popular. So now, because we won't hurt, you know, boys' feelings.
Yeah.
You know, and God forbid they should feel awkward, you know, trying to get their game up at sixth grade.
So this is really true?
It's a really true story.
Okay, go for it.
So I'm just asking you, what's your opinion on the fact that, you know, because here's a couple of things that I feel about it. I hope I'm explaining it right. Because number one, I think it's part of a male's rite of passage to feel that experience of being awkward around a girl.
Right.
And not knowing if he's doing the right thing or being goofy or whatever.
Right.
And he might need that feedback.
Right.
It might help.
Right.
If he's not getting it anywhere else.
Right.
But the fact that, you know, he's going to get a trophy just for, you know, walking up and asking a girl.
Right.
You know, that's number one.
Yes.
You know. And I just feel like, once again, we've gone too far. You know,
well,
like,
I just feel it's
like, you know, you got to get, you know, okay, you got to get a trophy for participating.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, good Lord.
Just
good Lord.
Yeah. They get a trophy for this?
No, they just, they it's get, just.
The girls cannot say no.
The girls, if a boy asks a girl to dance at the dance,
yes,
they can't say no.
Well, this is so bizarre to me.
Because here's the
thing. I'm shocked by this.
The first thing we want to do is like, no means no.
Right.
And now we're saying, oh, you can't even say no.
You can't even say no.
Yeah.
There's a part of it says this is a brilliant idea because
it's crazy, right?
Well, it's brilliant because when you're young, you don't feel comfortable asking anybody.
Right.
So we're training people to get rewarded for asking.
Right.
However, the idea that a girl can't then is being
say
trained
no.
to not say no.
Yeah.
Like maybe she doesn't want to
dance
have this
with that guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that just makes zero sense in this in this world that you can't say no.
Yeah. Like, I had a guy that tormented me.
Yeah.
You know, I had moved to the new school,
mm-hmm.
after, you know, like in seventh grade, and I had a guy and his buddies, they literally just tormented me. They threw my books on the thing.
Yeah.
They threw mud balls at me.
Yeah.
I mean, for whatever reason.
Right.
You know, they tormented me.
Yeah.
And then at that dance, I would be expected to dance with them after that, you know.
And you would have been like, I'm going to step on your feet.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, don't touch me. Or like be you know, like Keanu Reeves, and he's like, we can dance, but we will not touch. Yeah. You know, we just hold our...
You have to have the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit between us. You. Exactly.
Our Norm from Cheers.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're saying these references, because I was watching a little bit of the Will and Grace show, and Jack opened up his own restaurant, and he kind of took it off of a place where you can always know your name and you always know that you're gay, and he called it Queers.
That's great.
Just like Cheers.
Oh, that's so great.
And I was like, oh, brilliant. Why hasn't this been done before? Where everyone knows you're gay. And I'm like, yay, I want to go there, you know. And so I just can't believe you said the word Cheers.
Makes me so happy. So great.
But I have to tell you, I'm shocked by this. Mm-hmm. I think that the parents are probably up in arms. I think that we should get rid of dances altogether. I think that we should get rid of dances like we dance together. Like, really? I bet young kids don't even want to dance together anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's not do slow dancing. I don't want to be confined to that role.
I would
where
like to
I'm
know,
the submissive one. Who's leading? Who's not leading?
Whoa, get all the questions.
Yeah.
But I would like to know what music is a slow music in these days.
I'd have no idea.
How do you dance slow to hip-hop?
I heard a Bieber song. It sounded slow. I don't know.
Oh, did you?
I mean, I guess it did. You said you liked that song. It was a couple years ago.
Oh,
there was
see?
A slow Bieber song.
I'm just
song.
Wondering.
Yeah, maybe they nowadays. Play all the oldies but a goodies, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we knew on The Masked Singer this week.
Yes.
Who got uncovered. And I did not know who it was, but I knew it had to be somebody older because of the songs that he sang, they were all from the 60s, 50s, and maybe a 70s, but
yes.
Mostly 50s. And I'm like, that whoever is the Masked Singer, he's an old dude.
And we were shocked.
We were shocked.
You want to say who it was?
Tom Bergeron.
And I'm like,
America's Funniest Home Videos,
yes.
And Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. And I'm now just commenting the fact that he didn't have wrinkles either on his forehead.
No. Where have all the wrinkles gone?
On my forehead. Now, I am starting to really contemplate that shot, the Botox shot.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you should.
I should.
Because
I know
you're
I
young enough. See, I'm like past my prime. It's not going to help me.
Oh, it'll help.
I'll tell you who needs it. Mark Wahlberg.
Does he?
But... He's all that in a bag of chips.
I wonder if he does it just a little bit.
He does it enough just to raise his eyebrows a little bit.
Interesting.
But everything else is au naturel.
Well, I'm going to watch the Spencer movie because you're all into the Spencer movie.
I'm all
right
into
now.
Him, Spencer, and Mark Wahlberg. And I guess, you know, The Rock and him are kind of a duo, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been together.
Don't they been together?
A couple times.
Yeah.
They've acted
so
together.
So I can see why I am particularly attracted.
To that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And
I'm not attracted to the guy that like lives in his parents' basement, mm-hmm. you know. Although I did.
Which guys are those? what famous actor does that? Just out of curiosity.
Pete Davidson.
Okay.
He lives in his parents'
basement. You're right about that.
But I did see... on For Sale, and what's that famous magazine that has all the great kind of expensive stuff? Hammacher Schlemmer or something like that.
I have no idea.
Oh, but anyway, there's this bed. And
Hammacher Schlemmer.
Hammacher Schlemmer, I think it's what it is.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to ask Alexa.
Okay.
But anyway, there's this bed, and it's designed, it's expensive. It's like maybe... upwards to $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000,
okay.
depending on the what
right.
you get for it. And it's just a single bed.
Right.
But it's designed for people, for kids, but who maybe that live in their parents' basement.
Okay.
And they don't have that much space.
Okay.
Okay. So from this bed, you can do, basically, it's all your video games. It's got everything you need.
Brilliant.
And the bed goes up and down. It's for video games. You can there's a little bit of a refrigerator there, a microwave, and you literally never have to leave
the basement,
this space,
the
which
bed.
Is maybe it could be about maybe 12 by 12.
Okay.
So as long as you've got that kind of space,
right,
you can live in your parents' basement forever.
Interesting.
Never see the light of day. Never learn how to get
dance.
Turned down from a girlfriend.
Is there, well, first off, who is buying this bed?
I don't know.
Is it the parents?
I don't know.
And are the parents like, is this the best choice we could be doing?
Is this the best thing we should do for our son?
Yes. But what if he
and
is...
I thought it was interesting is that it is a twin bed because nobody's ever going to... He's not going to welcome to my apartment. Would you care for a glass of wine? Let's play Fortnite.
Fortnite. Okay.
Where do you see what level I'm on?
No, he has his girlfriend or boyfriend, but they're also in the game in their bed in their mom and dad's basement.
Yeah, people never have to see each other.
No. It's a fascinating world. I don't know if I would
the market.
I can succeed right now in my life where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But if things shook up a lot more, mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I'd have to really reboot my brain because I don't know if I have enough skills to like get out there in the dating world again or like get out there and find a different job or, you know, do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'd have to really reboot my mind.
Yeah.
And go.
Because you're on a path right now.
I'm on a path. It's a decent path. It's a good enough path.
It's good enough.
It's got expansion involved in it and in a variety of ways. And then, you know, I'm liking it. I'm liking life. But if you took a... You know, last year was a big year of change for me.
Yes.
And huge. Stress.
Yes.
And just tweaking, like, things that were going smoothly were tweaking downward. You
right.
know, you're like, well, okay, here's a new norm. Yeah. New norm, whatever.
And with if with just one alone.
Right.
One change alone would be a different, you know. But then you add three or four different things and how you, you know,
right. And I contemplated
those.
Completely, like, taking up drinking full time. But it just, yeah. I just couldn't break that.
You did have a fuzzy navel last year.
Oh, it was awesome. I had it just not too long ago.
Yeah.
I'm like,
luckily I had a professional clean it out. Sorry. I had a professional come in and take care of it.
I hate it when my navel gets fuzzy.
That's right.
Unfortunately, that's kind of true. Like, I got some fuzz in my navel. I know, I'm taking it too far now. It was just a cute joke before. Now it's like, you're on fire today, girlfriend.
Thank you, girlfriend.
You're welcome.
It's all because of you were teaching me that fire song yesterday.
Oh, you're on so
the,
on fire.
In the car.
Yes.
We were all singing together. We were driving up to McChesney Park.
Yes.
And we were singing. First, you got us singing George Harrison.
Yes.
Which was Hare Krishna. And I was like totally jonesing on that.
My Sweet Lord.
My Sweet Lord.
Well,
and then you said, hey, Billy Preston has a version. And my God, he did. And it was awesome.
Yes. Was awesome. And it was interesting because this whole week I have been invoking songs that are more of a mantra.
Yes.
That are just, at any given point, anybody can just come in and sing it.
Right.
No, not a lot of words. You can understand the words.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And it raises your vibration so much you just feel, But as you're saying this, we had a walker walk by our front window right now.
Okay.
And I was brought down vibrationally.
Was it the shoulder walker?
It was a shoulder walker.
Oh no!
I know, the shoulder walker. He walked with his shoulder.
We were talking about being high vibratory, my sweet Lord.
Yep.
And like my soul's on fire.
Yes.
We were saying Jesus is just all
right with me. Jesus
we were just
is
like
just
going,
all right. Oh
and then,
yeah.
And then the shoulder walker brought you down.
Yeah, because he yelled at me inappropriately one time.
Yeah.
But then a year and a half ago. And so I guess the universe is saying, hey, you're taking control of your vibration. You're being sweet, and just a reminder: can you do it while this trigger comes through your peripheral
right.
vision?
Can you do it even?
Yes,
though
universe, I can.
I've added all this extra stress to you.
I'm not. I'm back in play, universe.
Yes.
I can push that stressor away.
That's right.
And
I can
wish
do
him
it all.
Well,
that's right,
Mr. Shoulder Walker. Wish you well.
Well, I don't. Yeah, good for you. We kind of thought he moved away because he didn't.
Open.
Yeah.
But oh, wow.
So what's my song that we were singing at the very end about the souls on fire?
Soul on fire, soul on fire.
No,
I know the song.
No, it wasn't it.
I know, it goes something like
that. It was
that.
Third Day.
Yes.
And I said to you, I said, who's the band? You went, Third Day. And I said, well, what happened, Julie, on the third day?
No.
And you said, did Jesus make the birds? I went, no, Julie. Did God make the sun and the moon and the stars? I go, Julie.
And you start getting really angry at me.
Me and Dad both start getting real snippy at you.
Yeah, you
like,
really
take a chill pill,
yeah,
people.
Please. I don't know. Did God say there was lights? What did God say on the third day? Like, Jesus rose again. I'm like, oh, of course. Ah, he's New Testament people. I'm an Old Testament kind of girl.
You like the Old Testament God.
I like to be punished and whipped.
I like the God that, like, yeah, I'm going to destroy the world by a flood.
And then they say, I'll never do it again.
Yeah, oops. Oops. That didn't work out.
A little harsh. Little harsh.
Yeah.
No. I'm a new, there's a song out there. I'm a, like, are you a 70s guy and I'm a 90s girl? Or so I could be like, are you an Old Testament dude and I'm a New Testament girl?
Oh, I don't think they'd get along.
They wouldn't get along at
all. They would
all.
Not get along at all. No. If I met a Old Testament dude and he was like totally Old Testament.
Yeah.
Like, it would just like, sorry.
Would fall flat.
Sorry.
Like, dude, come no. on. Dude.
Even if he was like the best lover in the world. I don't think I could. Okay,
I think
maybe I could, at least for a while.
Well, then you would go, wait a minute. Are you truly an Old Testament dude and the best lover?
Yeah.
Can you be?
Can you be?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm asking you the question.
Yeah. I think you can be.
Could you?
Yeah.
But would you have to wait till marriage to find out? And then if you
you'd
be like kind of late in the game,
yeah.
right?
And then I had to pop out like 25 children.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Be fruitful and multiply a lot, yeah. you know.
And he could have more than one wife.
No, that's not Old Testament. That's like a Mormon Testament. That's that. I don't believe there's a lot of that going on in the Bible, but I could be wrong.
You could be wrong, but you could be right.
I could be right.
You could be wrong, too.
I may be right. I may be crazy. Well, it's interesting because you've been reading a lot about the Old Testament and New Testament in regards to the old scripts
right.
and the old
programming. Yes.
And so you're getting cracked. The Bible is being enlightened in a different way for you.
Yes.
So it's been kind of fun.
Hasn't it been great?
It has been great.
Yeah.
We're totally open to all translations.
We're being enlightened.
Exactly.
Truthfully enlightened.
Enlightened. Yes. Feeling
so
it.
Speaking of light.
Yes.
Be prepared, okay, from what I understand, that Trump dirigible will be coming over Dixon this week sometime. And it will be flashing different tweets that he does. And
okay.
It just, it's a big dirigible, and it just says Trump.
Okay.
You know, 2020. And it'll just flash different tweets. But Republicans and Democrats alike, I guarantee you, will be looking up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Is this true?
Biden, you know.
Screwed the Putin. That whoever, yeah. whoever, whatever marketing
genius. Biden can't afford a dirigible.
No, neither can Trump, really. But really, Biden can't afford a balloon with hot air in it. I think we could get that going for him.
Yeah. I just can't imagine that, you know, like, it goes so slow.
Yeah.
Dirigible, but it's going to be over Dixon.
Are you joking with me?
I'm not joking with
When's
you.
When's this happening?
I think it'll probably be by Wednesday, between Wednesday and Thursday. I mean, it's slow.
Yes.
It's
Where's
slow.
It coming from?
It's coming from the West.
Because it's going to just hop over. Well, I'm all in to look at this.
Yeah, I'll be
we
looking up.
We are living in a crazy world.
I'll be looking up.
I'll be looking up, too. And if we're all looking up, what happened below?
What are we not seeing?
What are we not seeing?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Wouldn't it be so funny as hell? Is that we're all looking up and some guy with a Trump jacket on is like stealing our watches or stealing our purses? Like, you guys are all looking up. or I don't know. I can't believe this. This is amazing and interesting and fascinating.
I know,
and I will be watching for it.
Yes.
You know, someone's gonna take a gun and shoot it down. Don't you think or no?
Oh no, I don't think so.
No,
but they, you know, the
not suggesting
you're
that,
talking
really.
About the that dirigible that that was kind of exploded or whatever.
The Hindenburg?
Oh, the Hindenburg.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
They were saying that, luckily, they were saying, what's really interesting is that Biden survived that one.
Because he's so old. Yes. He's so old. He was on the Hindenburg. You know,
he survived the Hindenburg. But Trump's got a new one. It's got, like, flashing lights.
What the hell is going on in the world? What the hell? I mean, you're right. They are. Everybody's talking about how old the Democratic nominees are.
Yeah.
Trump is in his 70s. I mean, yes, they may be 1 or 2 years older.
Yeah.
But this is ridiculous.
I know. I heard somebody say, oh, my God, you know, Biden is like so old. He has these big gaps in memory and stuff. And like, I'm like, okay. But
okay.
Have you seen Trump read the teleprompter? It's a little scary.
Right. I'm freaking out.
You know.
That we're, I mean, I agree. I'm like, what's going on? Can we not have a varied, I mean, this is what we came to the plate with.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, I guess if you can't beat him, join him. I don't know.
I don't know.
But to think.
But I'll be looking up this week.
I'm looking up too.
I am.
I actually heard somewhere that.
Maybe we can go to like a field or someplace high so we can get a really good view with our binoculars or something.
Yes. Well, it would have to fly low enough.
That's true.
That we could see it.
Yeah. Because you want to be able to see Trump.
Yeah.
You know? But
and their tweets.
Yeah, and his tweets.
Does he not have I mean, honestly, I guess I should be grateful that he's busy tweeting. He's not running the country. He's like, the country's fine. Did a good job. It's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
We've contained the coronavirus,
yeah,
people.
It's contained.
Do not worry.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the CDC.
Yeah. It was Obama's fault anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. Oh, my God. I mean,
Obama brought it back from Africa.
That's right.
For sure.
For sure. Oh, God. He's such, I can't even go there. I mean, honestly, I don't care who wins anymore.
No.
And unfortunately, because we live in Illinois.
Yeah.
By the time that the primaries come to us, the choice has already been made.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, who's the two, who do you get to pick?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And also, Illinois is anything south of Chicago,
yeah,
is a Republican,
right? For the most part, yeah.
Yeah,
and then you realize it's just tribal thought anyway.
Mm-hmm.
People are typically Republicans of all their life,
yeah.
Typically Democrats all their life.
Right.
You got 10 or 15% of us that, and I count myself in this, that make the decisions. But
well, who's the guy that just got out of prison? That was a governor
Blagojevich.
Yeah, he said, "I am now a Republican or
oh really?
He calls himself a Republicrat.
Oh,
that's what he calls
Republicrat.
Himself. And Fox had on several Republicrats now that used to be Democrats and are now Republicans.
Oh.
And it was funny, they were all black.
Interesting.
And they were on the panel.
Of course Fox would do that because it just seems so transparent.
No.
Because they just keep saying, can Trump have the black vote? Like,
yeah.
All the people vote for the same people. I mean, it's for the same guy. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's just, stay tuned for the new programming,
but,
people.
Yes, I have to say this, though. If you want to feel happy, you should watch Fox.
You should.
Because they will tell you, your life is great.
Yeah.
Your president loves you as God loves you, as your father loves you.
Yes.
And the Democrats, they're horrible people. They're just so depressing and sad.
And also they're communists.
And they're commies.
Are socialists.
And socialists. They're commies and socialists.
Yeah. And which is even worse than what Putin is,
and if
right?
you have health care right now, those Democrats want to take
it
away, away from you.
That's right.
They want to give you worse health care. Yeah, it's like, oh.
And also they want to take away your motivation to do good in the world.
Yes.
Because they just want to give you food stamps.
Yeah.
And make sure you have the basic needs met.
Exactly.
And take away all your motivation.
All your motivation. Because God forbid you want anything more than food stamps.
In your life.
In your life.
Yeah.
Or health care. I mean, it seems like a lot of those Canadians up there who have, you know, national health care, they're so unmotivated.
Yeah.
They're so unmotivated.
I saw on Fox, they had, I guess there was this CPAC meeting, and it meant conservative something or other.
Yeah.
And they found out that one of the attendees had the coronavirus. And so they were trying to, Fox was trying to calm things down.
Yes.
And they said, from their investigation mm-hmm. that the person that had the coronavirus stayed back by himself
in a
corner and did not mingle. And so there should be no reason to
Did he come? He was just twiddling his thumbs back in the corner.
I'm in the corner, people.
He goes, don't look at me. I have the coronavirus. Don't come near me.
And then they said this, that they've met, that they all had met this one guy that had the coronavirus. And he tested positive like 5 times.
Okay.
And they said, they go, well, how you feeling? He goes, I feel great. I feel fine. I got the coronavirus, but I don't feel it. I don't feel bad. And they were saying, see, people, it's only those people that have the, like, an underlying condition.
Yes.
Like being old. Or working in a...
in a coal mine.
Yeah.
No, I don't... Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. And no one's talking about the flu, how it's killed, like, I think now 17,000 people are dead from the flu.
I don't know. It's horrible.
It's horrible, but it's all okay.
Is it? Yeah, is it going to be okay, Jill?
It's going to be okay because we all have to die sometime.
That's
my thing. Something's going to take us out, whether it's old age mm-hmm. or our body just says,
Our telomeres are so short that they're just like, this is it.
This is it.
We're not replicating anymore.
We're done.
Lights out.
I wonder if that's how it is, really. Like, mm-hmm. if they could really look at your telomeres mm-hmm. and give you almost a precise year. Mm-hmm. Like, hey
dude. Probably could.
Hey, dude, like, right now, mm-hmm. we're giving you an expiration date about 11 years. Mm-hmm.
But if you do these things.
If you do these things.
Can't guarantee it.
Yeah, you could get hit by a bus tomorrow.
Yeah.
But your telomeres will stop shrinking and they'll grow. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, well. And then the first thing he said was.
Then again, like, faced with. The option of like a piece of chocolate pie.
Yeah.
Are your telomeres growing in 11 years?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Or a fuzzy navel?
I know. Or you can never have beer again. Like what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beer's the anti-telomer, you know, thing.
Is it really?
No, it's not. I have no idea.
Like.
What? Or you can never have pizza
had beer
again.
Last night.
You could never have bread ever again.
Oh, God.
Ever.
Yeah, I know.
And but you'll have 10 more years of life.
I had a piece of the best pizza I had, I guess, last night. So
did you really?
Yeah.
The home run pizza, was that great?
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just the way it cooked and your taste buds were.
Exactly.
And what came before and after. You're like, oh, this was just
it's perfect.
Pretty perfect.
And I was watching a Netflix comedy special, Taylor Tomlinson. She's 25.
Yeah.
And she was just doing millennial jokes.
Oh.
And the audience was all full of millennials, and they got her. They loved her.
And did you get her? Was it funny?
It was cute.
It was cute.
Cute.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not laugh at anything like, that's great.
Yeah.
Not one.
Okay, got it.
No, but.
Okay.
But it was a lot of like relationship.
Got it.
You know, being
interesting.
25 and all that kind of stuff. I don't
and
know.
And being 25 and young and youthful. And
yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're looking
fresh
at
face.
And you're looking at 75 more years of life. How does that feel?
That's what she said. She was like struggling in her 20s.
Oh. Really?
And she said people come to her going, it doesn't get any better, Taylor. Yeah. Stop it.
Yes. That's what I want to
do. Enjoy your life.
Yeah, enjoy it. Yeah, because it does not get better at all.
Yeah. And then she said, I'm tired of people telling me that. Like, God. Taylor, you're not married. You don't have children. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And then she was saying, she goes, I enjoy dating.
Yeah.
And she goes, but I have not met one guy yet.
Right.
That makes more money than me.
Oh, interesting.
And she goes, and it's kind of weird,
right?
You know, how they feel about that. Either they're like all in it,
yeah,
and then like they go, oh, that's okay, Taylor. I really want to be a stay at home dad. and she goes, that's like the kiss of death for me.
Yeah.
She goes, I want a guy that was like really cool, powerful, and then I want to take him and make him a stay at home dad.
I get it.
I don't want a guy who's going, sure, honey, I won't be anything.
I'll,
just take care of me. I'm just, all I want is my allowance.
I want to stay home, take care of the kids, take care of the house.
Yeah.
You got me the money, that's cool. And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's a turnoff.
In the beginning, like, you can't come out and say it like that.
No.
If it ends up being like that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like you said, he turned you.
Yeah.
I turned that guy into that, and that's good.
That's good. Now I got the power.
I did it. Yeah, I did that power. Yeah. I took him into
a bitch.
Yeah. This guy had a job, and I took it away from him.
Yeah. That's what she said she wanted. And it's hard to find those guys that are like, she goes, the guys that are just willing to go, yeah, I'll be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
Before I'm not doing anything.
They go, we don't even have kids yet, and we're not married. Yeah. Oh, but that's okay, right? We're planning out our future together, right? let's take it down a notch, okay? Yeah.
So that's interesting.
It is interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's I wonder if they have other apps now for. You remember back in the day, you could hire someone like a matchmaker.
Yeah,
that would find
a yentl.
Yes, and I was thinking something like that, but I couldn't remember the name of it. And I wonder if they have apps specifically for people like that.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to meet people very similar to my economic status or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I think they must, right? I think there's a Hollywood app out there that if you're an actor or in the industry, you can meet other people in the industry that that are successful. Not like starting off in wannabes, but have been doing it a while.
Sure.
I think Ben Affleck met his present day girlfriend on that app.
Oh my God.
Which is like, well, how to get, I wonder if you have to be invited into the app, like it's a secret society.
Like Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, Eyes, they call it that.
You know what?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Everything boils down to the
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. Everything, Joey.
Everything.
Everything.
Was that a statement around before the movie Eyes Wide Shut?
I don't think so.
Oh, so he coined that.
I think so.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Whoever, who was that?
I think Tom Cruise.
No, but who?
Tiny Tom Cruise.
Tiny Tom Cruise. Got it. No, but who was the guy who did that?
What was his name? We should find out.
I guess.
Alexa, who directed Eyes Wide Shut?
We'll find everyone who directed Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut was directed by Stanley
Kubrick.
Kubrick.
Of course. Yes. Clockwork Orange.
Yes.
I'm going to just say that because of the Lyme disease, my brain just doesn't function on all cylinders anymore.
It's a great excuse.
It's my excuse.
Yeah.
But I have other cylinders that are working twice as hard that can do the job and so forth. So we'll see.
You're a grandchild. You're a grandchild, darling.
I am a grandchild. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
We got about 3 minutes left for the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anything other jokes you got for me or anything you want to say?
No, I'm not a joke teller. I don't tell jokes.
No, you don't. You really put a twist on good things in life and make my life much more enjoyable.
Well, there was this guy that walked into a pet store.
Okay.
And he asked the employee, he goes, I'd like to buy a dog. And the employee goes, well, what demeanor are you looking for? And he goes, demeanor to better. That's a good one, right?
That's a great joke.
Thank you.
It's a great joke. I don't have any jokes.
Still 2 more minutes to go.
Yeah, really, we do. Can I have another minute? Can you pull it out more?
I can talk about.
Anything else going on this week with you? You were going to go away with Normano this week.
Yes.
And then chose not to.
Right.
Because
we were going to rent a camper.
Right.
We were going to rent an RV. And then we went to take a look at it.
Yes.
And I could not get past the outside of it.
Yes.
Much less the inside.
Right.
And the outside said, rent me.
Rent me.
Rent me now.
RV 100.
America.
Yeah.
Please. On all sides.
And you said, I'm just too sad about this.
I cannot do this. I always, whenever I see these things on the road, I just feel so sad.
I feel bad that you feel so sad about this.
And I just could not do it.
No, you couldn't.
And then we got inside. And it was even sadder.
It was kind of sad.
It was sad.
It just looked like, and then I felt sad because we had to tell people that we were going to rent it from.
Yeah, they were so like so happy.
They have a renter this time of year.
Yeah.
Can you rent it? Yeah. Like, no. Sorry.
It just didn't.
We'd rather stay home.
Yeah. Well, it was true.
We're going to have a staycation, dude. Well, this is a problem. We have been talking about going away, you and Dad, me and you. Looking at hotels.
Yeah.
And we're like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
We have paradise where we live.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
It's crazy.
I mean, this is what the guy in the basement says.
Yes.
He's got his fancy twin bed. He's got his remote control computer, you know, remote control doing his video
got
games.
Got the little fridge.
And he's
all the computer.
And his, you know, his
video games.
You know, his mom's like, hey, you want to go on vacation? What for?
Why?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I can even poop in this bed.
Exactly.
I don't even have to take a leak.
I go, can I do that at Motel 6?
Yeah.
Can I do that in a camper?
I can't be sure about the Wi-Fi.
No. Yeah. Screw that. I'm going to stay home on my staycation. Every day is a staycation here at my home. So how's the show, girlfriend?
Hey, Julie, I really enjoyed it. And it was
great. It was great.